اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear friends, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother, for accepting our invitation. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will talk about that recitation and analyze it. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Badr Hussein. This prominent Egyptian reciter was born in 1937. His father was a hafiz or memorizer of the Noble Quran, and people knew him as a pious man. At the age of 14, Muhammad Badr Hussein began to memorize the Noble Quran, and his father was his great encourager. He followed the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail in Quran recitation. In 1961, when he was only 24 years old, Muhammad Badr Hussein, along with 160 other reciters, took part in the Egyptian radio entrance exam, and he managed to pass the exam. Three other reciters who could pass the exam included Raghib Mustafa Ghalwash, Abdul Aziz Ali Faraj, and Muhammad Sa'i Nasrul Harzawi. Sheikh Muhammad Badr Hussein traveled to many countries. In 1963, at the age of 26, he traveled to India and Pakistan. Next year, in 1964, he took a trip to Algeria and recited the Noble Quran in the important mosques of the country. He visited Sudan in 1970, and in the same year, he traveled to Malaysia as a jury member of the International Quran Recitation Competition. He also visited Bahrain, Kuwait, Emirates, Brazil, and more than 10 states of the United States. Now, dear audience, let's listen to the recitation of Suratul Mutaffifin, verses 22 to 29, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Badr Hussein. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار في نعيم على الأرائك إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعود أعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عين يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون صدق الله العلي العظيم
كتاب
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 22 to 29 of Suratul Mutaffifin, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Badr Hussain. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we begin with the rules of Tajweed, let's just talk a little about this reciter. Sheikh Muhammad Badr Hussain is a reciter who has clearly imitated the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail before he developed his own style, because we could see that there are a lot of similarities between his recitation and Sheikh Mustafa Ismail's recitation. In fact, his style is, even though it's not exactly like Sheikh Mustafa Ismail's style, but it's very, very similar. And you could say that he is completely imitating the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. But of course, that's not the case. Probably those who are not experts would think that this is entirely Mustafa Ismail's style, but that's not the case. There are differences in his style of recitation. Okay, just like many other Egyptian reciters, he pays a great deal of attention to tajweed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, before a reciter could become a famous reciter that is allowed to enter the Egyptian radio and television, they're tested, okay, by a special committee, okay, and jury.
That's right.
And they have to pass the test. Mm-hmm. Their tajweed, everything is tested. Tajweed is tested, their voice is tested, the maqamat are tested. You know, the reciter should be able to use different maqamat, and he should be able to change the maqam without going off tune. This is really important. And also the tajweed, the waqf wal-ibtida, fasaha, and so on and so forth. So he's one of those reciters who has been admitted to the radio, so his tajweed is very good. And now let's go over the rules of tajweed.
Good idea.
The first verse which was recited is verse 22 of Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Innal abrara. We have two ra's, Both are pronounced with tafkhim. One of the rules of tajweed, which is really important and it should be learned separately, is the rules of ra.
Mm-hmm.
Pronouncing ra with either tafkhim
or tarqiq.
You have to learn the conditions for these two, tafkhim and tarqiq, the thickness, velarization, and thinness or attenuation. Because most of the time, ra is pronounced with tafkhim.
Thickness.
And sometimes with tarqiq.
Thinness.
Okay. So, when is it pronounced with tafkhim? Whenever it has, for example, an aliful mad.
Or a fatha.
Or fatha. Like in this case, we have aliful mad. Abarar. And then we have a fatha right after it. Abarara. The point is that you have to velarize this letter when you want to pronounce it with tafkhim. What does velarization mean? It comes from the word velum, mm-hmm. which is actually the soft palate. Okay, it's right in front of the uvula. It's a soft, fleshy part of the mouth, which...
Behind the roof.
Yeah, it's, we have the hard palate, and behind the hard palate is the soft palate or the velum.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the way for the nose. The nasal cavity also is, if you block the velum, the sound would come from the nose.
Yeah.
And so, velarization, what do we have to do? We have to raise the back of the tongue toward the velum. Ra.
Or we can say we actually make the tongue goes backward. Practically, we can say that.
No, that's for pronouncing ra itself.
Ra.
That's not the tafkhim part. That's the place of articulation and the manner of articulation of pronouncing ra from the tip of the tongue. We're talking about the back of the tongue. That's where the tafkhim is made.
But to make a sound like a, the body of the tongue goes backward.
No, it doesn't go backward. It is raised. A. It doesn't go. It doesn't go somehow backward.
Somehow up and back. A.
It's not going backward. It's the back of the tongue that's going up.
Raised.
That is raised. And another point is, ra should be pronounced with the tip of the tongue touching, actually, the alveolar ridge.
Mm-hmm.
The alveolar ridge is right behind the gum line, behind the upper front teeth, and it's in front of the hard palate. It's in between the hard palate and the gum line behind the upper front teeth. And we use the tip of the tongue, ra. So if you say ra, that's incorrect. We have to hear the tapping of the tip mm-hmm. of the tongue.
And we have to take care not to make a trilling sound.
Exactly. If you say, innal abrara, abrara, that's takrir. We don't mm-hmm. want that. Or some tajweed experts, they say that the takrir should only be once, which is exactly what we said,
mm-hmm.
which is the tapping sound, which is once. If it's thrice...
Okay, it's going to be something like this.
It's going to be like this. Abarara. That's like too much trilling. You know, in some languages, such as Spanish and Italian, they have a lot of trilling sounds.
Yes.
Like every time that they want to pronounce ra or the English R, they make the trilling sound.
Mm-hmm.
But in Arabic, we don't want this as far as recitation of the Quran is concerned.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور، فيه شفاء للصدور، وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى، وصفاته نبع الهدى، نلقى الجنان بحبه، لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطى